Hi there. The word for you today is what you need in the wilderness. In Psalm 78, verse 52, it says, He guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Charles E. Fuller, one of the first radio Bible teachers, started his daily broadcast with the song, My Lord Knows the Way Through the Wilderness. All I have to do is follow. To get them from Egypt to Canaan, God took his people through the wilderness. And spiritually speaking, to get to your destiny, you'll have to go through wilderness experiences too. Now, you can have a wilderness experience anywhere, at a graveside, in a cancer ward, in a divorce court, in an unemployment queue, or when you lose your house. But the wilderness can also be a place of miracles. So, for the next few days, let's look at some things you need to survive in the wilderness. And the first one is direction. Not any kind of direction, divine direction. Without it, you end up going around and around in circles. That's what Israel did. Notice how God led Israel. Exodus 13 verse 21 says, He went before them by day in a pillar of cloud, and by night in a pillar of fire, to give them light. And he took not away the pillar of the cloud nor the pillar of fire from before the people. In other words, God said to Moses, look, whenever the pillar moves, you move with it. And whenever the pillar stops, you stop. But what do you do at night when it's pitch black? There are no candles or oil lamps, and you risk sharing your bed with a scorpion or stepping on a snake on your way to the bathroom? Don't worry. God's got you covered. The wilderness isn't alien territory to him. After all, he made it. Psalm 119 verse 105, the well-known scripture, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Think about that. For every contingency, condition, and circumstance you face in life, your Bible, which is God's word, will guide you, protect you, and keep you safe. So, stop worrying and start reading it every day. Okay? That's the word for you today.